Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
So you know about my Warm Fest tour. I've been doing it for a couple of years now. And samewerking met die manne van die round table and hulle families. And the great thing that it does is it takes us to parts of the country that we sometimes don't get to often enough. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I often say that. So this year, for instance, it started in Mpumalanga. It's just on the way back from Anibosch. We stopped at Dalstrom.
Yes.
We've been in Centurion, Polokwane,
yeah.
Mokopane area came together there. And also the West Rand. And what happens along the way is because we connect so closely with communities, they would often tell us about the area, what's happening, what's good, what's new.
Yeah.
But I also raise some concerns and even nominate people for Good Morning Angels.
That's correct, yeah.
Which makes the tour so much more than just blankets and, you know, live music and a party. And that's what I love about it so much. The Roundtable guys from the West Rand told us about a family and we invited them in here live this morning in studio, the Boysons family. Lyle and Rochelle. Rochelle, good to meet you and thanks for being here.
Hi, Martin.
Hi, Lyle. Thank you very much for taking the time to come and say how's it?
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Tell us more about Ellie, our special guest here this morning.
Ellie was, he was born normally on lockdown day one of COVID.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That very first day.
And he was a healthy little boy. We did not have any issues with him. He wasn't sickly. He was in a very good space. And then in September 2022, he started going to creche and he got sick every week. We did not have a break. Like he had flus, colds, you name it. It just kept coming. And we thought it was normal because it's a normal kid thing when they start the school. And then in November that year, his face got swollen. His lips was blue. He was very pale, short of breath. His legs were swollen and his feet as well. And we rushed off to hospital. And we found out he was actually in heart failure. After a few days, we found out that he had a defect in his heart. He was actually born with it.
Okay.
And we had no idea because he was a lockdown baby.
Just about to say, having a child in lockdown, things changed.
Yeah.
All freedom of movement.
Yeah.
You know, just navigating all that.
It's access to hospitals.
Right?
Yeah.
Was a challenge.
But he wasn't sickly, so we had no reason to go to doctor. He had his vaccinations and whatnot done like a disc game, but there was no reason to, you know, check his heart. Yeah.
He had open heart surgery
in February 2023. And when he came out of his first heart surgery, he came out on ECMO on life support.
Okay.
And that landed up in a lot of complications. His right lung died, basically.
Okay.
And then in March that year, his heart stopped the first time. A week later, again, it happened twice. They struggled to get him back. They had to resus him. But that's why he landed up with a brain injury due to the lack of oxygen in that whole hour that they struggled to get him back, and now he's here.
What does that mean for him today? His day-to-day life? Restricted movement?
He is immobile. He doesn't move. He doesn't really communicate. We're working on communication. He is in speech therapy, but he doesn't move. He doesn't speak. He'll always be compromised. We'll always need a level of care that, it's just difficult. It's you're sort of happy that he's still around, but you have to mourn the boy that you lost. It's a tough one. Yeah, it's a tough one to
How do you navigate all this? What makes your life and his life easier? Is there specialized medical care equipment?
He has a lot of therapy. He goes to three different therapy groups every week. So he has speech therapy, OT, and
physio
every week. So it does help. He spent almost a year without responding to anything, without smiling, but he has started smiling again, and he's a happy little boy.
Okay.
It's continually improving, so therapy definitely helps.
He's yawning right now, so
he's dying.
I think it's because we up early.
Yeah, probably us.
He's just talking a lot.
Yeah.
Listen, is there something specific that could make your lives a whole lot easier at this stage? And Ailey's life?
There's, like, he's growing quite fast. He's 6 years old now. And he has like car seats. But his car seat is already, you know, it's nearing, you know, reaching the limit, the max, the height specifically. I think he's around 114 centimeters. And his car seat that he currently has goes to about 125 centimeters.
Isn't that the thing with kids when they're growing, they outgrow shoes and
And particularly car seats. And you've got to keep kids in car seats for quite a bit longer than normally people do. So even up to, you know, 7, 8, 9, kids are in car seats and they're adapted to them for their growth as well. Yeah.
Fortunately, car seats, specialized car seats, are cheap. That's how the world should work.
That's how it should work.
Is there a specific specialized car seat that would make your lives and Ellie's life easier?
Definitely.
All right. What kind of? I have no idea. What kind of quote are we looking at here? What kind of expense? How much does that mean?
We honestly have no idea. We had a quote received 3 years ago, but that current seat already, it's almost the same as what he has currently. So
okay, so there's a new one needed.
Yes.
Well, listen, as I said just now when I, you know, just welcomed you in studio, the great thing about what we do with Good Morning Angels, it reaches out to so many different communities. And even with this tour that I'm doing now, yes, it's about blankets and about communities coming together. But when someone tells us about families like yours, you just reminded of the power of community.
Yeah.
And the power of Good Morning Angels, really. Sometimes people nominate other people, they don't even know them. But somehow your story landed here with us, and thanks for joining us in studio this morning. Now, talking about the Good Morning Angels, about the round table, Hein van Rooyen representing Roundtable Pretoria as well as the West Rand this morning. Hein, this is exactly what I think the Roundtable is also all about.
Yes.
You guys reach out, you hear about communities, julle is daar oor op die grond.
Thank you very much, Martin. Yes, absolutely. So, we also heard from your case from one of the fellow tablers in the West Rand. And, you know, I've had the privilege of being on the show a few times, but it's the first time being a father myself. So I can only imagine the immense difficulty and challenges that you have to go through. So the chair that you spoke about, we've run a few things in the background and we've got a few new quotes. And today we want to assist you for giving Ellie that chair that he needs so direly. And we want to give you 35,000 rand. And the guys from the West Rand wants to give you an additional 10,000 rand from Roundtable.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
It's really appreciated.
We really hope it helps.
Yeah, Chris, you guys who nominated this family, and you also met Chris and the guys and the ladies there at the show the other day. Maar het is groot geeste.
Hulle het baie groot geeste en vrygewig, ja.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Chris Hein. Julle wat die amazing werk wat julle doen by die round table. So there, as I heard right, 45,000 rand towards Ellie's special car seat. And we'll match that from Good Morning Angels.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Listen, you need a lot of strength, eh?
Yeah.
But it looks like you're there for each other.
Yeah.
Lyle, I know you're emotional, but you're there for each other. You're there for Ellie. Sterk te julle.
Yeah.
Honestly. Can you feel the love?
100%.
All right. So look after yourself. Ellie, go and get that brand new car seat and then some. You're walking away here with 90,000 in total. That'll probably get you that car seat, done our homework and then some. So thank you for joining us. Good job to all the angels on the West Strand for coming out to the show the other day in Krugersdorp, and also for bringing this family to us in studio this morning. It's good to meet you all. Sterkte julle. You're not alone.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
It's a whole family.
Yeah.
Good to meet you. Hi en julle, lekker.
Lekker Martin.
Ons maak vir so Vrydag in Harties. Jy weet nooit wie ons daar raakloop nie. Good job, angels. Good job.
Feel good mornings start here.
Good morning.
I was in.
Angel.
I'm Joji. Sunny Bonang.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.